This is Bill Brenner for SearchSecurity.com. You're listening to a special Black Hat edition of our Security Wire Weekly podcast. One of the presenters at this year's Black Hat USA 2007 conference in Las Vegas is Billy Hoffman, a researcher with Spy Dynamics. Hoffman made headlines at last year's show with a series of presentations on application security threats, particularly the threats against websites that rely too much on Ajax. Hoffman joins me to talk about what he'll be discussing this year and also about the future of Spy Dynamics as part of HP, which acquired the security firm in June. First, this message.
As an information security professional, you've no doubt heard of Nmap, the popular freeware tool. It can be a huge help in the enterprise when searching for available hosts and services or pinpointing open ports. However, installing, configuring, and running Nmap in the enterprise is no easy task. With that in mind, SearchSecurity.com has teamed up with security expert Michael Cobb to create an Nmap technical guide. This guide details exactly how you can use Nmap to make your organization more secure. This guide is available for free at searchsecurity.com/nmap. Again, that's searchsecurity.com/nmap. Check it out today.
And we're here with Billy Hoffman. Thanks for being with me today.
Of course, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, Billy, let me ask you first. The news just came out last month that HP would be acquiring Spy Dynamics. Talk about how that is going right now and what kind of changes you expect for your corner of the operation.
Well, you know, that all those things are still ongoing. I don't believe the merger is supposed to close until, I think, the middle of August or thereabouts. We're getting very regular updates. They're doing a good job about keeping us informed. And, I mean, HP very much, you know, wants to keep Spy intact. This isn't an acquire and, you know, kind of strip our resources type thing. They understand that we are the leader in web application security. I mean, Spy Dynamics has over 1,000 customers right now. We talked at like one-third of all the web application talks last year at Black Hat. So, I mean, we're clearly the leader in web app security, and they know this, and they don't want to kind of, you know, kill the golden goose. So they've
openly expressed that they want to hang on to Spy Dynamic talent and...
Oh, yes. It's not like, certainly we have a large number of customers, but it's not like they're buying us for our customer portfolio and ditching us. They realize that the people and the research and the intellectual property and kind of the knowledge we have about web app security is really what makes us valuable in this field.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to keep that very much intact.
So you'll be at Black Hat again this time around. Last year, I remember attending some of your sessions and... your big message at the time was to be wary of the speed with which Ajax-based applications are adopted, because the adoption wasn't necessarily the speed of adoption wasn't necessarily in line with the speed of security.
Certainly.
And you know, so talk a bit about what you're planning to go to Vegas to talk about this time around. Is it pretty much a continuation of that discussion?
It's kind of taken that to the next step. I mean, I think people are starting to realize, you know what, there are some issues with Ajax, and I think developers kind of fall into some of these mistakes. You know, I routinely browse around, you know, Ajax websites, some of these forums where people are discussing things, and developers are still very much confused about which part of an Ajax app is running on the server and which part's running on the client.
Mm-hmm.
And the danger is anything you put on the client, an attacker can see. In terms of secrets, maybe data you're caching there temporarily, you know, program application logic, program flow, all of this information, and you want to be very careful about what you're pushing to the client. But, you know, we see things like Microsoft just released Silverlight, you know, a couple months back, which is kind of their version of Flash, what they're hoping to kill Flash with. And it allows basically web developers to build these kind of these rich applications on both the client and the server using the same language, you know, in C Sharp or what have you. The problem is this just blurs that line even more about where is my code running, who can see what, and we already see developers are confused on that. So the big presentation we're giving is actually called Premature Ajaxulation. Giving it with my co-author, Brian Sullivan. We're writing a book for Addison Wesley called Ajax Security. We'll actually be giving away a chapter at Black Hat, and it comes out, it'll be available November 1st. So run through a sample travel website we've built, you know, complete with rich web services, you know, nice Ajaxy feel. We've got some, you know, kind of stuff from Dojo and these various toolkits to make the UI very, you know, smooth and quick and Ajaxy. And so we're basically going to run through and say, hey, here's a website. We built it. We built it using kind of the techniques and design patterns in these books and on these websites, and here's why we just built one of the world's most insecure applications. Here are the problems with that. Here's what we didn't know. Here's what all those books that tell you how to program in Ajax aren't telling you, and that's actually leaving you open.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing another presentation called The Little Hybrid Webworm That Could, actually with a former spy guy who went off to do a startup, John Terrell, and we're kind of talking about webworms. We've kind of seen these over the last year kind of rise with things like Sammy that was infecting MySpace. There were some worms affecting Yahoo, and we've seen some stuff against Google.
Okay, again, Billy Hoffman from Spy Dynamics. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Bill.
Again, that was Billy Hoffman from Spy Dynamics. The latest information security news from Black Hat USA 2007 and elsewhere is available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. You can also find our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.